You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Overall, the combination of the incoming data and recent financial developments suggests that the outlook for economic growth has worsened and that the downside risks to growth have increased.
That's Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke in a speech yesterday where he hinted that the Fed would lower interest rates, but few expected that it would happen this morning. A key interest rate was cut by a half percentage point this morning, but no one would have expected that that move would be coordinated with six global central banks, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, China. Markets in Europe rallied on the news, although Asian markets closed before the news and dropped sharply. Joining us now is New York Times reporter Edmund Andrews. Ed, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, John.
And my first question is, so is Bernanke the Fed chairman or is he banker of the universe?
Well, I think right now he is the banker looking for as many allies as he can find. He's looking for all the help he can find.
This was a pretty unprecedented move, the fact that it was coordinated all across the globe like this.
It's totally unprecedented. We have had, of course, coordinated currency interventions from time to time. We have never had a coordinated rate cut of this fashion before. The closest we've ever come is in November 2001, the ECB, the European Central Bank, reduced its rate on the same day as the Fed, but that was not truly a coordinated action, and it certainly didn't involve five other banks.
Well, this week, we began the week with a lot of volatility, and there was some concern that the Eurozone would be unable to mobilize a kind of concerted effort that the U.S. managed to do, even ham-handedly with Congress, in passing the bailout rescue package. But now it seems as though the Fed strategy is to project as much coordinated, lockstep action as they possibly can, given the limitations. Would you agree?
Yes. Well, we have to distinguish between the European Central Bank on monetary policy and the European governments on fiscal policy. They still don't have a coordinated fiscal policy. The Fed has been working in concert with the European Central Bank and the other ones for all along, but they haven't taken it to this level before. The good news, and the reason that this isn't entirely shocking, is that the ECB and the Fed have a basically common philosophy about economics and about monetary policy. There's some differences. There are some important differences and divergences, but they talk the same language, I guess is what I'm saying. And the ECB is a Eurozone-wide institution, although it doesn't cover England. Fortunately, the Bank of England and the Swiss National Bank were also participating, so that pretty much covers Europe.
And, of course, the U.K. has intervened significantly in the banking sector there. Why did the Bank of Japan not join this effort?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question.
It's
I don't know.
Sort of interesting. They did say they supported the action, although maybe it's possibly a matter of timing, and we'll see some action from Tokyo tomorrow. Is there a domestic strategy in this, or is it all global at this point, Ed?
It is. It's kind of hard to separate at this point because the problem is fundamentally in the United States, and we're the ones who are causing the difficulties everywhere else in the world. But what's now happened, of course, is that because this contagion has moved from the United States to Europe and Asia, it's coming back to hit us. And so it's both domestic and global. But at the end of the day, we have to solve the problems here first. If we don't solve the problems here, the rest of the world will be in bad shape.
Well, and indeed, the European markets have reacted negatively to this after they've had a chance to think about it. And you've got the futures, which surged when this was announced. And then all of a sudden, now the futures on Wall Street are significantly down. Ed Andrews, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, John.